This is our birthday, so here's a toast.
We're proud of Monitor and we boast.
The years are showing, just look how we're growing on NBC.
Yes, we're a big boy now, 13 years old, and on the go as always as we go into our 14th year, bringing you the new and the now sounds of the weekend world. I'm your host, Gene Rayburn. And if you'll step over here, Simon and Garfunkel will introduce you to Mrs. Robinson. On Broadway in the musical Funny Girl is a funny girl off-Broadway as well, as she and her partner and her husband, Phil Ford, have returned to the nightclub and TV world. They related a recent amusing experience in a conversation with reporter Jeff Jordan.
Phil Ford and Mimi Hines, one of the things that is sort of set and disappeared from your routine for several years was that sayonara business that was on the Sullivan Show so many times back mm-hmm. 2 years ago. Yeah, you've sort of resurrected that, haven't you?
We did. We haven't done it for about 5 or 6 years, and we got booked to do Operation Entertainment for the Marines at Paris Island, and we asked them what they thought they wanted us to do, and they asked us to do that. They definitely wanted that bit. They thought it would be great. So we dug it out. We couldn't even remember it. You know, we started trying to remember the jokes, and we got it all back together again. Then we added some special jokes for the Marines that were kind of fun, weren't they, Phil?
When I said sayonara, I said, I've got to leave, and I'm going back to Hollywood. And
you're leaving?
Yeah, I've got to go.
You really leaving?
Yeah, I got to get back to Hollywood.
Hollywood? Are you from Hollywood, Phil?
Sure.
Oh, I really like Hollywood.
Yeah?
You know many big, famous movie stars in Hollywood?
Well, I've met a couple of them, you know.
You know, think of beautiful, handsome movie star, Regis Toomey?
Regis Toomey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I met him once.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Regis Toomey.
Where did you get this one?
He come to Japan.
Are you ready?
Have a very nice visit.
You did?
Oh, he fell in love and married my sister.
Your
Saki.
Sister? Your sister, Saki?
Yeah, maybe you meet her in Hollywood.
Saki Toomey. We did it.
Funny, funny stuff. You almost got captured by the Japanese student army at Los Angeles airport one time with that business. What happened?
See, Solomon played it. We did it twice live, then he played it three times on tape. So that's a five play on that one thing, and it was constant, you know.
And is that delicious? You sit at home with your feet up and listen to the residuals talking in the
registry,
you know.
Those kind are sweet. Those are really sweet.
This particular piece of business played in Japan.
Yes, it did. We found out the Solomon Show ran in Japan. We didn't know that at all. And we got off the plane and...
Yeah, we didn't know it. It was going to Australia, Japan, and everything. So we got off the plane in Los Angeles, and there's about 60 Japanese exchange students waiting for a plane. And they saw Mimi get off the plane, and they went, we thought it was a banzai, a kamikaze attack. And they came running over like that.
Sayonara, which is goodbye in Japanese. So we didn't know whether they were coming to lynch us, or, you know, they were saying kiss it goodbye or what.
So they picked Mimi up, and they put her on their shoulders, and they... You know, ran her all around the airport there, and I was, you know, a little bit afraid for her safety for a minute or two. Then I saw that they really loved her, you know.
They adored that bit. They thought it was funny. They loved it.
Well, they're not the only
sayonara.
One. Sayonara. Before you give us the sayonara, chipmunk, please. I gotta have chipmunk.
All right. All
time. You are delightful, both of you.
Thanks,
Bill Ford and Mimi Hines. And this is Jeff Jordan for Monitor.
Well, now that Jeff Jordan has had his chipmunk, we can inform animal lovers everywhere that it's exactly 15 minutes past the hour, and we're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hey, you fellas struggling to get around that stalled truck on the Kosciuszko Bridge, while you're gasping highway fumes, take a look at that guy driving the Ambassador from American Motors. He's the one with the windows rolled up and a smile on his face. That's because he has air conditioning. The Ambassador is the only two-door car under $10,000 with air conditioning as standard equipment. You don't pay a penny extra. And best of all, the two-door Ambassador lists for under $3,000. So turn those steamy expressways into a summer playground. Drive clean and comfortable in the Ambassador, the luxury car that lets you keep your cool without laying out a lot of cold cash. Test drive the Ambassador soon, and your dealer will give you a pair of earmuffs free. He'll also give you some prices that'll warm your heart. Test drive the air-conditioned Ambassador. Get your free earmuffs at one of your 87 local New York, New Jersey, American Motors Ramblers dealers. And for all you Ambassador owners out there, the next few seconds of cool, comfortable music are brought to you by your friendly neighborhood American Motors dealer.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
What is so rare as a day in June? Then, if ever come perfect days, to which we add, oh yeah, we'll see about that. Here's a national weather forecast. And perfect is not the word. Showers and thundershowers will be widespread from the eastern Rockies to the Mississippi Valley and along the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes to New York, as well as in the Gulf region and Florida. Elsewhere, fair.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products that show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO anti-windlift windshield wiper blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see the ANCO anti-windlift blade in action on your own car, you really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. You can examine a pair of ANCO anti-windlift wiper blades wherever you see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper replacement service cabinet. Watch for it. Your ANCO dealer's trained serviceman can quick fit your car with the correct pair of ANCO anti-windlift blades or refills in seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Now, new Glenn Campbell and Dreams of the Everyday Housewife. Are you listening, Dr. Freud, whoever you are?
Looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't fair yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Ah, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. The photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappeared. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all her mind back so many years. Everyday housewife, you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Ah, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife, you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me.
In one moment, a former football coach reflects on student unrest at Columbia University on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton, the motor oil that goes Detroit one better. The motor oil you put in your car can make a whale of a difference in the performance and mileage you get, even in your repair bills. Some oils lay down on the job when the going gets tough, but Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil, gives your car constant protection under the roughest kind of driving conditions. Hot weather and fast driving? Oh, that's a cinch with Super Royal Triton. This rich motor oil won't thin out when the going gets hot. In cold weather, Super Royal Triton won't thicken. It stays on the job to lubricate vital moving parts. And a patented detergent suspends harmful dirt in the oil to keep it from damaging your engine. Super Royal Triton is so good it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. Remember the name and insist on it. Super Royal Triton. Even if you don't see it in your favorite garage or service station, it pays to demand Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil from the Union Oil Company of California. Buff Donnelly, former football coach at Columbia University, now works in a non-sports job in Worcester, Massachusetts. But he's got some definite ideas about student unrest at the school. A report from Monitor's Joe Hyder.
Buff Donnelly is a man who spent at least 10 years at Columbia University. How do you feel about the incidents at the school?
Well, I think anybody who was associated with Columbia would feel very upset about it. I felt terrible about it simply because I think that it's something that should not happen. And I don't think it had to happen at Columbia.
Tell me, how would you have handled this situation of demonstrations and so-called riots had you still been at the school?
Well, you know, when you ask a question of that kind, you have to look back. And I think in this particular case, much of this could have been avoided, if not all of it, by handling the original people who started at least 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, it's just like bringing up a child, in my opinion. After all, these kids are, I don't care how much respect anybody wants to give them as intelligent people, they are still young people. They don't have the maturity, they don't have the experience to know how to relate themselves with other people, regardless of what they think or what they say or what anybody else thinks about it.
Well, you know, it's interesting to note that very, very rarely is an athlete involved in such things as demonstrations or draft card burning.
Well, you bring up a good subject. The kind of training that an athlete gets is one that emphasizes, number one, loyalty above everything else. And I think if a person has loyalty, he isn't quick to tear down. Their training suggests that it's not good to tear down. You build up, you don't tear down.
Coach, you have, as I said a moment ago, been with the school, or were with the school for 10 years. Now you're no longer with them. Do you hold any malice toward Columbia?
No, I hold no malice. All of my life, I've practiced this philosophy that holding malice towards anybody or any person, all it does for you is hurt you. It doesn't hurt the other person, and I have no feelings at all. Matter of fact, I'd be very happy if Columbia could have good success.
Speaking about success, what are your plans? Will you go back to football?
No, I don't think so. I'm very happy where I am. Now connected with Parker Metal Goods Company, a very fine young company, and I think I'm very happy, frankly. And I like Wooster very much.
And what connection are you with this company?
Well, I'm in public relations and personnel.
Another thing regarding Columbia University. Now, when you left there, you said the school did not use enough scholarships and the system at Columbia was antiquated. Do you expect it'll be any better now in view of what's happened there?
Well, I really didn't use that particular language. What I said was that the policies that they follow, which are the identical policies that, say, Harvard and Yale and the rest of them, by the very nature of the school, the very fact that it is so much smaller, scholarship-wise, and the amount of scholarship aid that's given to athletes, and in this day and age, you have to look at it that way because the athletes usually are the boys who need the aid. Harvard, for example, is a school of 1,400 freshmen. Columbia is a school that takes in about 600 to 700. To give you a concrete example and show you how it works out on the football field, all the years that I was at Columbia, the freshman class, I'm speaking of the football class, the football team never numbered over 35, 40 people. The football classes at the football freshman teams at Harvard, Yale, Princeton, the rest of them never number under 100. So just figure it yourself.
Hopefully there will be a change in Columbia.
I hope so.
Buff Tinelli, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for sharing this microphone with us.
Thank you.
Joe Hyder for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, Phil, you said that State Farm Fire Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same. That's right, sir. They are, more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Your name is J.P. Stevens. You don't rush into things. Not when your company's reputation is built on brands like Stevens Gulistan Carpets and Stevens Utica Sheets and Towels. So when something new called outdoor-indoor carpet came along, we took our own sweet time. While others were selling, we were testing, examining, and making very sure. Well, now we're sure. Our new outdoor-indoor carpet is called Merriweather, and it's made with Vectra Olefin Fiber. Merriweather will go anywhere you want it to without complaining. Outside on the patio, porch, breezeway. Inside, too, in the kitchen, bathroom, family room. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather stain-resistant and fade-resistant. It can't rot, and it isn't affected by mildew. What a way to build a carpet. See it at your carpet dealer in 12 glorious colors. Now that the rest have had their say about outdoor-indoor carpet, J.P. Stevens has the last word, and the last word is Merriweather.
Russ David and MacArthur Park, one of the top tunes of the day. We go now, Monitor and I, but like the namesake of the park, we shall return after you hear from the NBC station nearest you in Winchester, Virginia, WHPL. Gene Rayburn here.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor. We got a case of Dodge fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Charger ever since the car came out. I'm going with Charger. I'm gonna make my move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Charger.
Now you're in the groove.
When I drive in my Charger, people gonna stop and stare.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
There is someone watching your footsteps. Turn around, look at me.
Herbie Mann's turn next on Monitor, and he obliges with Upa Neguinho.
Thank you.
Time of the year, to beaches in some parts of the country, to parks and out to the countryside for picnics. And we make the going more pleasant with such good company as Bob Considine, Joe Garagiola, among others. I'm Gene Rayburn, and one of the others is Glenn Yarborough with Until You Happen to Pass By.
Got my job, got my friend, set out to run out beyond where the highway ends. I've never seen the sea or looked at a starry sky until you happen to pass by. I was so sure nothing troubled my mind, safe and secure, but I found all there was to find. Living from day to day without ever knowing why, until you happen to pass by. Then the sound of you sang in my ear, and the sight of you dazzled my eyes, and the warmth of you melted my fear. I saw the years I've been living without you were nothing but lies. The stars never lose their shine. You are my everything, my hope, my sea, my sky. So can you happen to pass by?
Here's a monitor tip for the party giver. If you suddenly decide you'd like to top that scrumptious dessert with whipped cream and you don't have the necessary heavy sweet cream to whip, you can make do with light cream if you whip up some egg whites separately and then fold them in. Here's another good eating tip. How do kids like Armor hot dogs with lots of mustard, pickles, onions, ketchup? Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to love.
Next on Monitor, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Robert Kennedy was being wept and sung over at St. Patrick's Cathedral just a week ago at this hour. Among the mourners was the next president of the United States. I'll be back with more on that after this. What does it mean to someone 65 or over to have health insurance that pays? Here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha.
Retired businessmen. Widows, 65 and over. School teachers who have put aside their books can all depend on Mutual of Omaha Extra Security to help fill the financial gaps that Medicare can't cover. When you're hospitalized, Mutual of Omaha's Extra Security can pay you $100 a week to start, $200 a week when Medicare coverage is reduced, and $300 a week when Medicare benefits are cut back even more. New Tulip Omaha's extra security can also help pay for those extra services you may want that Medicare doesn't cover. So if you're over 65, or have loved ones 65 or over, see your local New Tulip Omaha man for extra security. New Tulip Omaha, the company that pays.
The funeral of Robert Kennedy was attended by President Johnson, Vice President Humphrey, Senator Eugene McCarthy, Richard Nixon, and Governor Nelson Rockefeller. One of these men will go to the White House, toward which the dead man had vigorously aimed himself. It was interesting to study their faces as they sat or knelt near the coffin and speculate on what might be behind those masks of mourning. On his own and earlier in behalf of his brother John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy had bruised all of these men. The president resented him most of all, perhaps, because he is the most sensitive of the lot, despite his John Wayne exterior. Robert Kennedy tried his best in 1960 to keep LBJ off the Democratic ticket. As his brother's campaign manager, he consented to offering second place to Johnson only in the belief that the defeated Texan would turn it down. But LBJ took it. During his three inconspicuous years as vice president, LBJ heard many things Robert Kennedy was alleged to have said about him. He was not amused by Robert's public reference to his wife Ethel as Ethelbird. He swiftly accepted Kennedy's resignation as Attorney General after the death of JFK. He got hopping mad when he felt Robert Kennedy was unilaterally trying to end the war in Vietnam while on a trip to Europe. He turned down Robert Kennedy's offer to run on the ticket in 1964, and he looked upon Kennedy's entrance into the 1968 race as an effort to discredit him and destroy the present war policy. But the president knelt longer and prayed longer by the coffin of Robert Francis Kennedy than any of the other antagonists. Vice President Humphrey sat there with eyes closed through long portions of the requiem mass. He had had conflict with the dead man, too. In the crucial West Virginia primary of 1960, wherein JFK was the underdog, Robert Kennedy imported Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Jr. to help with the speechmaking. As campaign manager, Robert Kennedy must have approved of Jr.'s attacks on Humphrey's World War II record. Humphrey, the favorite, lost the primary. JFK went on to the White House. I searched the face of Senator McCarthy, and there was no sign of the militance it had shown only a few nights before when he fought Kennedy right down to the wire in the rough, tough California primary. And there, a few yards apart, sat Nixon and Rockefeller. RFK had said publicly that he was ready to take on either of them. The man in the coffin had urged the television debates between his brother and Nixon had rather foolishly accepted the challenge, giving his relatively unknown opponent the national exposure he otherwise could never have had. And nearby sat Ken Keating, ousted from his Senate seat by the dead man he called a carpetbagger. Stranger than fiction, all these men brought together by the threat of sorrow. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word for Mutual of Omaha. What does it mean to have health insurance that pays? Well, here's what Lester Griffin of Jackson, Mississippi told us.
20 years ago, an automobile accident disabled me and completely wiped out my business. Without Mutual of Omaha's lifetime benefits, there wouldn't have been a way in the world to keep my family together.
Learn how it can pay you to have health insurance that pays. Call your local Mutual of Omaha man. There's only one Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
Listen again later today when On the Line with Bob Considine is once more brought to you by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, here on the Monitor Beacon.
Say, drivers, are you sweating it out on the Long Island Expressway right now? Or maybe getting hot under the collar on Route 22 in New Jersey? Well, you could be keeping cool without laying out a lot of cold cash with the Ambassador from American Motors. It's the only two-car door car under $10,000 with air conditioning as standard equipment. Not one penny extra to pay, and best of all, the two-door Ambassador lists for under $3,000. Now let the other fellas steam and blow their horns. With the Ambassador, you just keep the windows rolled up and stay cool, clean, and quiet through the hottest day. Test drive the Ambassador soon. It's so cool, your dealer will give you a pair of earmuffs free. But you'll find his prices are red hot. Test drive the air-conditioned Ambassador. Get your free earmuffs at one of the 87 local New York, New Jersey American Motors Rambler dealers. And for all of you Ambassador owners out there, the next few seconds of cool, comfortable music brought to you by your friendly neighborhood American Motors dealers.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
A monitor tip for the do-it-yourselfer.
If you're going to paint the walls and ceilings of some of your rooms, cover doorknobs with aluminum foil and avoid the added work of having to remove any accidental spatters of paint after the main job is done. Now, here's another handy tip for the homeowner. For less than $3, you can own a whole tool kit in just one tool. It's a vice grip locking wrench. It looks like a pair of pliers with a bolt in its right leg. Vice grip is the handyman's best friend, and it saves the day for the man that's not so handy, too. Ever try to remove the pin on a door hinge? Well, vice grip does that job quick and easy. It's a super pliers. Tough screwdriver jobs? Nothing to it. Just lock a vice grip to the shank of the screwdriver for added leverage. It's a wrench that claps on with a ton grip, yet opens with a flick of a finger. Get several vice grips at tool counters everywhere for the home, car, boat, and workshop. Vice grip, the handiest tool you can own, priced below $3. We really ought to have Lawrence Welk introduce this next song, Patty Page's newest, Little Green Apples. And why? Well, because it starts with the word and a one, and a two, and away we go.
And he wakes up in the morning with his head down in his eyes, and he says hi. And he stumbles to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And he reaches out, takes my hand, squeezes it, says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God did make the little green apples that go made in Indianapolis in the summertime. No such thing as Dr. Seuss. Disneyland and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make the little green apples. It's no rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. When my self is feeling low, I think about a space of love to ease my mind. Sometimes he calls me up at home, knowing I'm busy, and asks if I could get away and meet him to grab a bite to eat. And I drop what I'm doing and hurry down to meet him, and I'm always late. He sits waiting patiently and smiles when he first sees me, because he's made that way. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. No such thing as making happy dogs and enemies and be big giving. God didn't make the little green apples and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as nothing.
Let's join the Tannibles.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Copper Tone tan.
Sure, Copper Tone gives the fastest tan with maximum protection. But that's not all. Copper Tone gives you a deeper, darker tan.
It's enriched with cocoa butter, lanolin, and other special moisturizers that keep skin satiny smooth. You get a better tan with Copper Tone. Join the Tannables and see.
Tan don't burn, get a Copper Tone tan.
It's stuffy.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel, the extra action antacid, neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L. Digel, for more complete relief.
Next up, Monitor Sports with Joe Gargiola, brought to you by the Monroe Auto Equipment Company. Riding on worn-out shocks is like riding on dynamite. Insist on Monroe. Here's Joe.
Last week was a confusing week for baseball, and I'll be talking to a man who was right in the middle of it right after this from Monroe.
Time runs short if your car is overloaded and you're riding on worn-out shock absorbers. You swerve when passing, bounce badly over bumps, sway dangerously when braking. It's like riding on dynamite. Don't get blown off the highway. If you pull or haul a load, you need Monroe Rear Load Leveler Stabilizing Units. Monroe Load Levelers are combination heavy-duty shock absorbers and variable-rate coil springs. When your car is loaded down, load levelers keep it up and level, and your wheels tight to the road. They automatically adjust for all road and load conditions. Monroe Rear Load Levelers are sold wherever you see Mighty Moe, the friendly alligator with a dragging tail. Get a free Mighty Moe sticker for your car, too. It's a sign that you don't like to fool around with dynamite. You're riding with Monroe.
Last week was a confusing week, and right in the middle of it was Marvin Miller, the player's legal representative, to kind of minimize it. Is that pretty accurate, Marvin?
No, I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to correct this.
Always do that. Very fair.
I'm not an attorney. I'm an economist by background. My title with the Players Association is executive director.
Okay, executive director. We've got that straight, but I was accurate in saying you were right in the middle of the confusion of the let's play, let's not play out of respect for the late Senator Kennedy.
Yes, kind of.
What was some of the confusion and some of the, like the Houston club ended up with players getting fined?
Well, the Houston situation, I guess, started Thursday night. Thursday morning, Senator Kennedy passed away. By Thursday night, I had received only, I don't remember how many telephone calls from players all over the country, some of them from Houston. Expressing concern about not being able to take a day for mourning in their own way. And the Houston situation was relatively clear-cut. The players indicated that they wanted Sunday off because it had been declared a national day of mourning by the president. And I had to point out to the players that there was no contractual basis on which they could refuse to play on Sunday. That this, if this were a matter of personal conscience, that was one thing, and they would have to handle it in that fashion. But in terms of the players' contract and the contract of the Players Association with the 20 clubs, there was no basis for refusing to play on Sunday.
Then they were subject to fines.
Yes, I think that there's not much question but that if a player refuses to play a regularly scheduled game that's within the contract, he is subject to discipline. However, I would add this, that as in almost every disciplinary case, there are circumstances that should be considered. And in this case, my feeling is that, for example, if a player had a death in the family and took off without getting approval, I suppose technically he would be subject to discipline, but I think that would be highly improper and it would be highly unlikely that anybody would discipline him in such a case.
Marvin, there's a couple more questions that I'd like to ask you. And later on today, and Monitor, I'm going to ask you and give you a chance to think about them, such as the Mel Pappas situation when he was traded, and did the players feel they had any obligation to the fans?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back later on in the morning to talk to Marvin Miller, the executive representative of the players. Right now, this is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports, and now this from Monroe.
Time runs short if your car is overloaded and you're riding on worn-out shock absorbers. It's like riding on dynamite. Don't get blown off the highway. If you pull or haul a load, you need Monroe Rear Load Leveler Stabilizing Units. They keep your car up and level, even when it's loaded down, your wheels on the ground. Monroe Rear Load Levelers are sold wherever you see Mighty Moe, the friendly Monroe alligator with a dragging tail. We'll be hearing from Joe again a little later on, and we'll also be hearing an exclusive interview with a baseball commissioner, William Eckert.
Dr. Peabody, I'm from...
Yes, come in. Just lie down on the couch there.
No, doctor. I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor owners.
Oh, yes, I have the 12 horsepower with hydrostatic drive. Oh, that's some machine.
Right, doctor. Cadets for keeps, built like the big International tractors.
Boy, if they build the big ones as good as the Cadet, hey, really got something there.
Yeah. Well, doctor, where do you find your Cadet most useful? Working your garden, clearing snow, cutting grass?
Cutting grass, yes. When I think of all that grass out there growing and growing and getting taller and taller, I can hardly wait to chop it down.
Doctor, you certainly are sold on your Cub Cadet.
Oh, you said it.
Cadets for keeps, you know.
Yeah.
And great for working out your suppressed aggressions, huh?
My what?
Get rid of your lawn care frustrations. Buy any new Cub Cadet and get the rotary mower free. This offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating International dealer in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors. One of the latest from Paul Moriat. The latest from NBC News, just a few moments ahead. Gene Rayburn.
This is our birthday, so here's a toast.
We're proud of Monitor and we boast. The years are showing, just look how we're growing on NBC.
Hi, this is S. Michael Survey with another Secret Mike Survey for your Pontiac dealer. To find out reactions to the Pontiac Teenage Expert campaign, I interviewed a clerk in a delicatessen. My Secret Mike was hidden in a pickle.
Would you say that again, sir, and speak into the pickle?
Yeah. Ladies, take a number and line up while I talk into this pickle here. You know that little pickle that reminds me? My son got me out of a pickle. You see, I was going to buy a low-priced car, but my son, the expert, pointed out for the same money, not only could I be a wide-tracking sport and drive around in a 1968 Pontiac, but I'd own a car that has a great resale value. Say, that sure is a tiny pickle. Yes, it's the latest Japanese transistorized gherkin. It's also a camera. Would you like a pickle picture of your Pontiac?
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.